Deciding that she had enough of spooky lagoons and grinning skulls, Chrissy started to leave. She had just turned away from the water when a man's voice spoke to her.
"Where are you going, little one?"
Startled, Chrissy turned back around. She didn't see anyone, but someone had definitely spoken to her.
"What? Where are you going?"
The little girl looked left, then right, searching for the man whose voice she heard. But she saw no one, which meant that he was hiding somewhere, perhaps behind a tree or bush. Maybe ducked down so he would not be seen. But why would he be hiding? A man wouldn't be hiding alone in the forest unless he was hiding from someone. Maybe he was waiting for someone to come along. Someone like Chrissy. Fear shot through Chrissy as she realized just how alone she really was. Though the river was not far away, and she could still see a section of the boardwalk from where she stood, she was very much alone in a forest that had suddenly grown dark and spooky. It was just her and the man.
"Where are you?"
Chrissy asked aloud. She wanted to know where the man was in case she had to run for help. It just wouldn't do to run toward him.
"I am here, little one."
"Where?"
She looked around but saw no one.
"Here, there, everywhere."
Chrissy took a step back.
"You're hiding somewhere."
"No, I am not hiding."
"Then why can't I see you?"
"Can you see the wind, little one?"
Chrissy shook her head.
"No."
"But you know the wind is there. You can feel it. You can see the wind when it moves the trees."
"I am like the wind.
I can be heard, but not seen."
The voice was soft and smooth, almost a whisper. Chrissy suddenly realized that she didn't hear the voice with her ears, but heard it deep inside her head. The voice scared her, and she started to run, but the man she could not see spoke to her again.
"Do not be afraid, little one. I will not hurt you. I am your friend, your special friend."
"Special friend?"
Chrissy hesitated. Her legs still wanted to run away, but she forced herself to stand still.
"That is correct. I am your special friend. A special friend for a special little girl."
Chrissy was now curious.
"How do you know I'm special?"
"I know many things."
"Like what?"
"I know the color of the butterfly that you chased, and where the rabbit is now hiding. I know that you are a brave little girl, for you have not run away. You are special, very special. Only special people are allowed to have special friends."
Chrissy was still a little afraid, but she no longer had the desire to run away. She kind of liked the idea of having a special friend to talk with. No one that she knew had such a friend.
"Will you play with me?"
"Yes. Play, talk, sing. We will do many things together. Many things. I will tell you stories of the wind and the trees and the secrets of the dark water."
"Can we read together?"
Chrissy asked.
"I like to read books. Can we read some books together?"
"Yes. If you like. I am your friend. We can read together."
Chrissy stopped talking and frowned.
"I don't know your name. How can we be friends if I don't know your name?"
"My name is Mansa," said the voice.
"Mansa,"
Chrissy repeated the name aloud.
"That's a nice name. My name is Chrissy.